like the number one tool that we use for the rescue.
For Liz Reland of the St. Cole Seabird Sanctuary, the late fall and winter means continuing the fight to save birds that get hooked on fishing line. Fishing is so popular that some piers in Pinellas County resemble a wall of fishing rods and lines. When it gets cooler, brown pelicans and other water birds invade the piers looking for food.
They get injured all year round, but they congregate more when it's colder. They're starving and they're just hardwired for food, so they're trying to get it anywhere they can.
Willan started to save birds 4 years ago after she saw an injured pelican on the Skyway Pier. Even though brown pelicans were taken off the endangered species list last week, Willan is still concerned about what she calls a bird massacre.
And then I started coming out to this pier and just seeing carnage, you know, everywhere, just left and right, birds getting hooked, birds sitting over on the side all tangled in line, and people walking by them, you know, birds that have been hit by cars just sitting there. I mean, I just was like, oh God, this is a problem. I need to come out here some more.
After a couple of visits on the piers, she even saw animal cruelty happening in front of her eyes.
There are cases of abuse out here, from just ripping hooks out of their neck or their mouth to slamming them on the concrete, running them over with cars. It's also why it's important to have a lot of eyes out here watching out for the birds.
Authorities like U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service should do more to protect these birds, Reland says, especially when she and 15 other bystanders witnessed a fisherman slamming a pelican on the concrete.
And then he ripped the hook out of his neck and kicked him away. And the whole time I was running down, because I saw he was attached to the line, so I was running down the pier to help him with my hoop net. And so I called Fish and Wildlife, the state. They came out right away, but all they did was give a warning to the guy, and he went back to fishing.
When Reland called the agency to complain about the trivial punishment, she was told that the warning was the officer's decision. Besides stricter law enforcement, Reland says she wants more people to learn about the injured birds.
If people only knew, if they could only see what's going on out here, it was just such a massacre. You know, I gotta bring it to the attention of these people, you know, especially all these people who love these birds, you know, and they take pictures of them and they think that they're safe. If they could only come out here and see, like, what's happening to them.
Willan says her work paid off. From last November to May, volunteers in the Skyway Bridge project saved more than 350 birds. More and more fishermen and volunteers help her.
Every time I encountered a fisherman who helped me out, it just gave me a little more strength. You know, anytime someone said, thank you for being out here, it just gave me more strength.
Willan provides educational leaflets to fishermen and offers them hands-on training to unhook a bird.
Education, you know, is a big thing that we do out here too. We really educate the people. We don't just run around and rescue. We really share with them what we're doing and how they can take care of it themselves without, you know, having a rescuer.
People who work on the piers have started to support her work.
I don't know how many people really love birds, and a lot of people just really don't care about them. And in the beginning, you know, they maybe brushed it off a little bit more. But once they saw how much time I was out here, and that I had people that were backing me, you know, and I think they really opened their eyes too. And I also would show them the injuries.
This year, she says she will have about 20 volunteers to help her. Willand will leave patrols every weekend until the next spring to help the hooked and injured birds on the pier.
If I have more people out here that care as well, we can really conquer this problem.
To find out more about the St. Cole Seabird Sanctuary and the Skyway Bridge Project, visit seabirdsanctuary.com. For WMNF News, Andrea Lipka reporting.